Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 10, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, of course, with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. Tonight we're doing IFS therapy, and some folks are going to get individual IFS sessions while everyone else gets to observe how the process works. This is relevant for us because we do have right inside Awakening Plus a self-guided IFS course that anyone can do. And this will give those who want to a sense of it up front, how it works, a sense, and also some real good IFS done, hopefully. So we're going to start by setting the sacred container. So I invite you to relax, whether you're live or on the recording, and just if you keep your eyes closed, that's best. And if you feel energy moving in your body, as I call the directions and the allies, just feel that moving passively. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go. Again, passively, no breath control. So I invite you to relax while we set up our energy. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, for myself. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness for myself. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please, for myself. We call spirit songs higher self, Ama the hugging saint, ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain. Kuan Yin. Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu, Grandfather Mountain, Apu, Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Nice. Okay. Alrighty. So that feels like a good container. So what we're doing here tonight is IFS, Internal Family Systems Inspired Therapy. Disclaimer, I am not actually a certified IFS practitioner. However, I have studied it deeply. I've taken a four-month weekly training online. I've done this work with dozens of clients. They have real good results. So I feel super qualified to do this. And the people I work with tend to have good experiences. So basically now I'm going to allow unmuting. So if you would like to be first to receive IFS, knowing that this is going to be public within the membership and that lots of people might view it at some point, Viorica has unmuted. Hi, Viorica. Hey, so you'd like to go first?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so everyone else gets to watch, and you'll get to see how the process works. So in order to do this, we need to choose a issue you want to work on. Is there a particular issue, Viorica, you'd like to have healed?
My health. I have a problem with my health.
Okay, what is the problem with your head?
Health.
Your health. Okay.
Yes.
Now let me explain about IFS. It's best if you choose a specific thing much more than just health. In other words, like I get upset when such and such happens. I have a problem with getting angry. I have a problem with whatever. So IFS is very psychological.
Oh, okay.
And therefore something that's a little more psychological or a particular health issue that's recurrent would be a better focus and would be more productive. Do you have, can you kind of narrow it down a little bit stronger than just health?
I have, like I said like last time, I'm losing consciousness once in a while.
So you're just fainting?
Yes, kind of. Not really. But I'm losing consciousness.
Okay, is that...
I think I have something from the past. I don't know.
Okay, so are you losing consciousness just any old time? Any? You never know when it's going to happen? Or is it only...
Yes, I don't know.
So it could be while you're just walking around, you just pass out?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so here's how IFS might help with that. So a health condition itself is beyond the scope of IFS because we're working with those parts that are problematical. However, parts can be triggering. In other words, there could be parts of you that are triggering the health challenge for their own purposes. They may think they're helping you even if they're being troublesome. So we could work with it in that context. So let's try it in that approach. So in this context, we would call up those parts that are related to your passing out. And we would find out pretty quickly if that's going to be a productive line of inquiry. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So does that feel like the most important thing to work on for you right now?
Yes.
Okay. And about how often lately are you passing out?
Could be a few times a day or could be none. So
it could be pretty frequent. And is there a correlation between being in a particular emotional state and passing out, or do you just pass out without regard to what emotional state you're in?
Yeah. No emotion.
Okay.
Regardless.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So what we're going to do to start, the premise of IFS is that you have a self, capital S, that is your true fundamental central self. And then every human has lots of parts, and even the most healthy, high-functioning humans have dozens of parts within them. We've all had the experience of one part of me wants to do this, another part wants to do that. And those are our various parts, you know, communicating with each other. We have a whole internal family, very extended family. So I'll guide you through the process, Federica, and just I'll ask you to do your best. Now, I like to make sure that the person I'm working with is as strongly in self as possible. So those of you who are with me, I'm going to encourage you to do this with us as I guide Federica through the embodied awakening refresher, embodied awakening invocation. And this means whoever goes after her will already be hopefully in self, and that can go quicker. Plus, everyone is supporting Federica. You know, we are not just passive spectators. Our energy is, if we're paying attention with good intention, our energy is flowing to her and supporting her, even if you're on the recording. So, Federica, are you open to doing a quick embodied awakening round to get yourself solidly in self, which will help the whole thing run faster?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I invite everyone else to do this with us who's listening or watching. So I'll be speaking only to Federica, but we're for everyone here. So Federica, close your eyes and just feel, you've done this many times before, correct?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to be fairly tight with my leading then without the usual explanations. So go ahead and do you remember the 8 words of the invocation, Federica?
Yeah, maximum embodying awakening, that suicide goes place.
Perfect. So relax now. There. Feel all that energy just flooding in. So you just relax and let the energy come to you. Stay passive. Yeah, you got it. That's a very strong flow in, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you just, let's just wait till you're saturated and then we'll move along. So just relax, be really passive. Feels like you can just go to zero effort and just let it come on its own. So do you feel solidly in self now, Federica?
Yes.
Good. All right. So now turn to your inner world. And these instructions that I'm going to give you, you can either just do it mentally or you can do it out loud. It's totally up to you how you communicate with your inner world. Okay. So I now invite you to call up any parts of you that are involved in your passing out unexpectedly. And then just relax and just wait to see who shows up. Are you sensing any parts present coming to your call, Federica?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how many parts are you aware of right now?
Came a Black Panther.
Okay, Black Panther. So welcome to Black Panther. I assume it's the animal and not the Marvel cartoon character. Okay, so ask the panther, are you a protector? You see what it is? It is?
Yeah.
Does it have a name it would like you to call it?
Cleo.
Cleo. Okay. All right. So Cleo, the Black Panther. So just a minute. Feel into this. Ask Cleo, what is Cleo afraid would happen if Cleo was not doing its protection job?
Something bad is going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a, can it be, ask Cleo, can you be more specific about the bad thing that would happen?
I'm getting insane.
What was that? I'm sorry.
He said that I'm going insane.
Going insane.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's trying to stop that from happening?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's stopping, yeah. Okay.
So ask Cleo, are you causing me to pass out?
Yes.
Okay. So ask him, why specifically is he doing that?
To protect me.
From going insane?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. So this part of you believes that rendering you unconscious is going to prevent you from going insane. So parts always have good motives. I believe that Cleo generally believes he's helping you. So let's see where our next move is. So ask Cleo if he's protecting a wounded part of you.
Yeah, something, a wound from my childhood.
Mm-hmm. So tell Cleo you believe that you can heal the wounded part of you that it's protecting. And would it be okay with Cleo if he stepped aside and allowed you access to the wounded part so you can help it heal?
Yeah, he said yes.
Good, okay. So ask Cleo to step aside. Let him know that he can jump back in at any point if he feels it's needed. So you're past Cleo and now you're hopefully to the wounded part. Do you feel a wounded part beyond Cleo? Or perceive it in any way?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
So, just a moment. So Cleo has stepped aside, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So move past Cleo, and behind Cleo is a part of you that got wounded earlier in life. So yeah. Ask to connect with that wounded part and perceive it.
Okay, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
So tell me about anything you can perceive about that wounded part, please.
It's me when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Okay. And what's the emotional state of this part of you here in the inner world?
It was kind of a feeling of unsupported.
Unsupported. Okay, thank you. And can you see that part of you? Is there a visual perception of it?
Yeah, it's my left arm.
What about your left arm?
I had it broken.
You broke? Twice. Okay, at that age?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're dealing with a broken arm. That's difficult. Okay. So ask this wounded part of you, tell it that you self have come to help it heal. So ask this wounded part, is it willing to work with you for its own healing? And tell me what it says.
Yes. Yes.
Good. So go ahead. Just a moment. So ask this wounded part of you if it would be willing to tell you the story of how it got to be in so much pain. But tell it that in the telling of the story, ask it please not to overwhelm you, because then you can't be of much help. So if this part is willing to start sharing its story, you can either listen silently, or if you're willing, just kind of mention highlights of the story as they come along. It will help me to know that information as you work, okay? So ask this part to share its story with you, which it will do.
I felt when I was a little like that, I wasn't unsupported and unloved.
Uh-huh.
Like nobody loves me, so.
Okay, thank you. Ask this wounded part if there's anything else it would like to tell you.
No.
Okay. So thank it for sharing that information. So now ask this wounded part as it continues the healing process, would it like to stay where it is, or would it like to come be within you and be in that space inside you to continue the healing work? Ask. Tell me whether it wants to hang out where it is or come on into you.
She wanna come inside of me.
Okay, so allow her to come in and let me know when you feel her there inside you.
No, she's here.
Good. Now, tell her that she will soon be given a chance to unburden all of her pain and trauma. But before that, she can do some therapeutic reimagining, where she can take an event that ended in a traumatic way, and instead she can imagine it with a happy ending, coming out better. This doesn't deny what actually happened, but the reimagining in a more positive way is very helpful to healing trauma and feeling better. So ask her, is she willing? Would she like to rewrite some of the old story for that reason? Or would she
yes.
like to? Okay, good.
She wants to.
Now ask her, does she want to do this on her own while you watch? Or would she like you to collaborate with her on the reimagining?
She wants my collaboration. To do it together.
Okay, good. All right, so now ask her what past incident she'd like to rewrite first.
The scene when I broke my arm.
Okay. All right, and so you work with her, and I want you to imagine that incident coming out better, perhaps the arm not broken at all, or maybe getting better care than you got, however you all want to work it. So collaborate with her on a really wonderful reimagining of the event.
Yeah, okay.
And at the same time, in this fan, yeah, so that's actually enough. So just with her, reimagine the outcome different, with the arm not broken, possibly. And let me know when she's imagined, along with you, the new reality she wants.
Yeah.
Got it? Done?
Yeah.
Good. Does she feel different having done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Okay. So ask her, is there any other past incident she'd like to reimagine?
No. No.
Okay. Is there any other incidents you'd like to rewrite?
No.
Okay. So now tell her it's time for the unburdening. And she can now release all the rest of her painful energy that she's holding. And some effective ways to do that include the four elements. So she could take that pain and she could burn it in fire. Bury it in the earth, have water wash it away, have air blow it away, or have spirit come and take it away or transmute it to love and light. So ask this part of you, how would it prefer to release this heavy energy?
Spirit, come and take it away.
So who's going to take it away?
The spirit to come.
Beautiful. Okay. So you imagine spirit coming down, or watch spirit as it does it, to her, and is lifting all this heavy energy right out of her field. So stay with it. Can you feel the heavy energy being lifted up?
Yes.
So let's just stay with it until we feel like all the heavy that's going to leave is left. So is the heavy energy still being lifted up and out?
Yes.
So let's stay with it until it's done. So those of you holding space, I'm feeling the field real tangibly here. So just try to relax and tune into the energy of what's happening. If you're just a spectator. So you're still working with that part, correct?
Yes, the spirit lifted the burden.
And how is that part feeling now?
Yeah, now it's fine. Yeah.
So what's her emotional state now that that energy's been lifted?
She's happy and calm.
Good. So now ask that part if there's any further heavy energy she'd like to release at this time.
No, it's fine.
Good. Okay. So now ask her if she would like to call in anything. Anything she would like more of. It could be a talent, a skill, an ability, anything at all. Now that she has more space that she'd like to call in for herself now. She got anything?
No, she doesn't. No, she's said nothing.
Okay. So she's inside you already, and she's unburdened.
Yes.
And ask her if she'd now like to stay here inside you and rejoin the internal family.
Yeah. She said yes, she wants to stay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so ask her to... She's already there. So now speak to the other members of the internal family and invite them to just welcome her, you know, shake hands, say hi, connect with her, and see if you're aware of this little girl now connecting with some of your other internal parts. Are you aware of that happening there?
Yeah.
Good. So the little girl seems happy.
Yes, she is.
So ask her if there's anything further she'd like from you right now before you turn your attention elsewhere.
No, for now she's good. She's good now.
Good. And ask her, please, if she needs anything in the future, to please let you know. You being self.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, we started with a protector. And this is the protector that's been causing you to pass out. At times, correct?
Yes.
So can you get back to that protector now? Is that still in there?
Yes.
Okay. So ask the protector if it's happy with the healing that your little girl has received.
Yeah, he said yes.
Good. So tell it, since it no longer has that part to protect, ask it, is there some new role it would like to play in your internal family? Something else it would rather do more?
No, he says his job is done and I see him leaving.
Did you say he's leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell him he's free to go and ask him if he is now willing to stop causing the fainting spells.
He said yes.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Okay. So thank him and tell him that if he needs to communicate with you self further, to just let you know. And if at some point he'd like a new role, that he's welcome to take that role on. And thank him again for his good work. So does it feel like that part is complete with you for now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so now we're coming up out of the inner world and to you and me. And you can open your eyes. So do you feel any different from having done that work?
I feel lighter.
Okay, good. Okay, so it's going to be hard to tell immediately if the fainting spells are going to continue. So if that was the part causing that, then they should stop. You know, I can't guarantee a particular outcome. We can only do the work and see what happens. But if it was happening that that part was causing the lack of consciousness with good intention, but obviously unhelpful reality, then it could be that they will stop because that part no longer feels like it has to protect you in that way. Does that make sense? One of the premises of IFS, all parts want to help, but some of them, like if this little girl was 5 or 6 years old, that's how old the protector was too. So that protector, when it was formed in your psyche, you know, only had the tools of a 5 or 6 year old being. So it had to use very simple ways to protect. Okay. Okay. So I sincerely hope this was helpful. This was a little bit unusual as IFS goes, but if you don't have the fainting spells anymore, then we'll know it worked. So any questions, Viorica, before we allow the next person to do their work?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. So thanks, Viorica. And now if anyone else would like to do some work with me, then feel free to just unmute yourself and we'll get to work. Vanessa, hi.
Hi. Well, I really wasn't gonna to do anything, but I think I should probably then. Well, I've been working with somebody else on healing some core energetic issues that I really haven't been able to get to the root to, and a shaman unfortunately did me a great disservice for a few years, and I let him because of this core energy of disgust that I have, and it's unfortunately come from conception onward, and it just lingers around in sneaky and different ways, and it has allowed people to manipulate me, and it's allowed me to sabotage things because of the assumption that we're going to just constantly go to this I guess energy or place or however you want to view it.
Okay. So are you disgusted with yourself? Is that what's happening?
Well, that's why I think I use the word sneaky, because no, I really do like myself and like being with myself. I don't feel disgusted by who I am. There is an energy that, well, I guess I assume disgust.
Okay. So what is the concept here is not all of you is having this issue or this problem. A part of you is. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there could be other parts that are just fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's no shame in admitting that a part of you is having a problem. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to define it, because I know a problem, part of me is having a problem, and I know that I energetically allow things because I don't feel confident or deserving.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, because I just had this session with somebody else, I'm trying to digest the disgust. And that's why I feel like it is sneaky, because it's been with me for so long that I think it shows up in a lot of different underlying forms.
Okay, so let's try to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. So what is the thing that's happening that you would like not to happen anymore?
So what keeps coming is to be more confident with who I am.
Okay, so there's a part of you that lacks confidence. Is that correct?
Yeah, that I'm aware of. I think approval's coming up. So I'm feeling like, yeah, it's approval more than, well, the disgust might be underlined, but it's approval. Like feeling like I need approval.
Okay.
To even do what I know to do, But I don't even know who needs to give me approval.
That's okay. That we don't need to get that analytical with it. This is not a real analytical method. It just works experientially. And let me also explain, my phone is on because my partner Spirit Song recently had surgery, and I have to be sure that she doesn't need me in an emergency kind of situation. But that little
beep. Oh, absolutely.
But that's not happening right now, so we're good. Okay. So we're going to work with the part that feels like it needs approval for things that really you should just be able to do. Does that feel right?
Yes. And I think, as you say, I think that that's where the disgust comes from. Like, I don't feel like Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So it sounds like another part of disgusted with the part that thinks it needs approval. Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, I think it's just all like, I keep visioning, and I've had this physically, like literally physically unraveling cords in my body, even with muscles through body work and other things. It's been kind of interesting. And the therapist, I just got a massage from a couple of days ago. I didn't really mention anything to her, but she goes, oh, it feels like there was like an extraction right here. And that is exactly where the other healer that I had a separate session with worked on. So.
Okay. All right, so let's
like cords unraveling, all this kind of a mess of things. I'm not really sure how to describe,
right, so
but
Vanessa,
I do know.
Vanessa, I can tell that there's a lot of complexity here, and IFS just works with one thing at a time. So if you'll allow me to focus you, I think we'll have a more helpful experience.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, so. So I'm going to guide you now. So let me first see, do you feel like you're currently in self energy, the part of you that's calm and peaceful and equanimity? Are you aware of that part of you that's just sort of radiant and calm at this moment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I feel it too. So I feel like you're in self and we can proceed. So now I'm going to have you direct your attention internally to your inner world. And parts can show up looking like anything at all. It might look like little you, they might look like animals or beings of energy. It could just be sensations in the body. So these parts can show up any way at all. So don't be surprised if they show up in ways that might surprise you. Okay. And they can also shapeshift once they show up. So it's kind of like the shamanic underworld in that way when you work with your inner parts. Okay. So with that understood, so now I invite you to speak to your parts and ask all the parts to come forward that are involved with feel like you need approval to do anything. And just let's be passive after making that request and let's just see who shows up. Okay. You're just really passive. You're just, okay, there's someone. Are you feeling a part showing up in response to your request right now?
Yes, but it's the super young part of me.
It's okay. We'll take whatever shows up. And how young is this part?
Well, I'm crawling, so a baby.
Pretty young, okay. And what emotion is this part having? What's its emotional state?
Super happy.
It's happy, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
But then,
what?
So it's like I'm happy crawling, and then all of a sudden there's this. I just stop.
Okay. And what's the emotional state of that part of you when it stops?
It feels like a void to me.
A void. It's just like a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So kind of an empty feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So let's work with that. Okay. So my sense is this part could well be what we call an exile, the part that got wounded. So in IFS, we never work with an exile until we work with its protector first. So I'd like you to call forth the protector of this part and ask that part to come forward and let me know when it shows up. I'm sensing something. Are you?
Yes, I'm sensing something.
And do you have any perception of it that you can describe?
It's pretty big.
Okay. How does it feel? What's the emotion coming from it?
I almost want it, like it's a strong mountainous energy is kind of, I guess, the best way.
Okay, great. So you got a strong mountain energy. Like I said, they can show up in any way, shape, or form. We'll take whatever shape.
I don't even, yeah.
Okay, that's good. And so you're getting a sense of strength and power from it. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's something I'm a little bit afraid of.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you told me that. So what we're going to do is we want you really strongly in self as we work with this part, and self doesn't actually have fear. So the fact that you're afraid of it lets us know that you self are blended with a part that's fearful. Mm-hmm. So speak to that fearful part, ask it to step back from you a step, and you self will step back from it a step to create a little bit of distance between you and that part. And let me know when that's happened and there's a little distance between you and the fearful part. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Now ask the fearful part, would it please be willing to step aside so you can continue your work?
Okay.
It has. So now look back at the large mountain. And what are your feelings toward the mountain now?
Well, I feel safe. It's more of a sensation through my body, like my heart's beating really fast right now.
Okay.
And my hands are sweaty, but I also feel like very light and vibrant.
Okay. So what emotions are you feeling as you regard the mountain? What's your state of being?
I don't have a word or an emotion. Like it's right. Happy that none of those are vibing with me, but it's more of just like, I just went from, I almost went from a dark, empty void to more of a light, expansive
okay.
place.
Okay. So let me give you some choices.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to give you some words and tell me if these roughly fit your state as you regard the mountain. Do you feel curiosity, compassion, acceptance toward the mountain?
Okay, acceptance is the best. And compassion. Acceptance good. And compassion.
All right, that lets me know you're good and you're in self strong enough to work. Okay. So come back to the mountain and ask it if it is acting as a protector between the little baby and the rest of you.
Yes.
Good. And ask the mountain, what is it afraid would happen if it did not do this protection?
I mean, I'm not really getting anything but the words joy and happy. Like I'd be robbed of joy and happiness.
So it's protecting you to enable the joy and the happiness. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like protecting my innocence somehow. Okay. The innocent joy and happiness, yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank it for that good intention. So tell the mountain that you believe you can now heal that little baby part. Ask the mountain, would it be willing to step aside and allow you to work with that little wounded baby?
I'm not really getting an answer, but I'm getting an immense amount of body sensations kind of lifting off my chest.
Okay. Does it feel like it's giving permission or blocking permission based on that sensation?
Well, it's lighter. I feel like it's giving permission.
Okay, let's assume that's true, and if you move forward and it thinks otherwise, it'll let you know. Okay.
Okay.
So walk past the mountain and back to the baby. Is the little baby still there?
Yes.
And what is the emotional state of the baby right now?
Happy and curious.
Okay. And what are your feelings toward the baby right now?
Happy and curious.
Nice. Okay. So ask the baby if it's willing to let you work with it to help it heal.
I'm gonna assume yes.
Okay. So again, a little baby doesn't have words yet. So the communication it gives you may not be verbal. So you'll have to kind of pick up the vibe. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. So the vision that I had when we came back to the baby, when I said curious and happy, because I was very curiously and happy looking at a little flower. Mm-hmm. And when I asked the question, the baby just kind of looked up and smiled. So I'm going to just go with that. Nice. Yes.
All right. So ask the little baby, would it like a hug from you? Remembering that you are self?
Oh, yes.
It would?
Yeah, it jumped on me.
Here you go. So hug the baby. And when we do these kind of hugs in IFS, there's a lot of healing energy that flows from you as self to the part. So can you feel as you hug the baby that lots of good healing energy is going to the baby as you hug it?
Mm-hmm.
So just hold that hug as long as it wants to be there and as long as you feel healing energy continuing to flow to the baby. And just be with the hug energy and let me know when you feel like the hug has run its course naturally.
So I feel like it's run its course.
Yeah. Can you feel that really noticeable energy shift that's there now?
Yes, because the baby kind of felt like it, I don't want to say maybe evaporated or melted into me or.
Oh, good. So do you feel like the baby is now inside you energetically? Or what happened to the baby? Is it even still around?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know, but I am feeling sensations in that right rib cage that has been recently being worked on in various ways.
So ask the baby if it's still willing to work with you to show itself to you again so you know where it is so you can work with it. Any trace of it?
No.
Huh, interesting. Okay. So go.
Well, now I take that back.
All right.
I do feel like I do feel a different energy in the center of me.
Okay. The center
and,
about what?
In my chest, yeah. Well, I would say in between my solar plexus and my heart.
Good. So you're different. Sensing that energy of the baby there in your body?
Yeah, it's almost like it turned into a golden light.
All right. Well, let's work with it as a golden light being then, okay? We just go with the flow when we do IFS. It's very shamanic. Okay, so we got the golden light being. So ask the golden light being if it would like to tell you anything about how it got to get, how it was wounded, and tell it you would love to hear that story, and ask it, please, just not to overwhelm you with the story. You don't mind feeling emotion, but let it know that if it overwhelms you, you can't be helpful, okay? So see if the golden being is willing to share with you anything about this thing that happened that causes you to feel like you need permission all the time. Okay? So just wait and see if a story comes forth from that part, okay? And if it does, if you wouldn't mind sharing the highlights, that would be really helpful. Are you getting any response from that golden light?
So I'm getting more of energy going back into its places throughout my body in a very golden light filled way. And the only thing that I'm getting, and I almost feel like it's like, it can't, very subtle. And I'm almost feel like the words keep trying to get taken away from me, but it's just that, it really didn't have anything. It's almost like it didn't have anything to do with me, but something was being taken from me. I don't know. All I'm getting is a lot of yummy feeling. So I don't know what to say about.
This is kind of gone off the usual IFS protocol, but that's fine. We'll roll with it. So ask the golden being, does it have any heavy energies it would like to release?
Oh yeah, I need to let it move them.
Okay. So so tell it that it can now release any heavy energy it's holding, and it has several ways it can do this. It can release in any way it wishes, but some methods that tend to work well involve the four elements. So it can take whatever heavy energy is burdening it, and it can let that energy be burned in fire, buried in the earth, washed away with water, blown away by the wind, or lifted up or transmuted by spirit. And ask it if it has a preferred method it would like to use to clear these heavy energies. I feel something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is it clearing?
So as you were saying that, all of the light and color left me, and I kind of went to gray, and I got a little, I just was more very curious because it kind of shift surprised me.
Right.
So now I feel like I'm almost back into a void, but it right before you said that, I literally felt like somebody touched the back of my spine, like very clearly. And I don't know if it was my spine just adjusting, but something adjusted me.
Huh.
And I'm almost like in this void, but there's these colors that are coming in, like purples and blues, that I can't really just properly describe them.
Uh-huh. And what are the colors doing?
Well, it's almost like I go into this void, but then those colors kind of come in and feel, make me feel like I'm in a night, like I'm in the night sky.
Okay, good. So just go with that.
Yeah.
So, my sense is this isn't so much a release as an upgrade. And again, remember, this is not happening to all of you. It's happening to a part of you. Okay. So, talk to the part that's experiencing the blue and the purple energies and ask this part, it looks like it's already calling in energies that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Tell it now it can call in any kind of energy it wants, any talent, skill, ability, color, whatever would help it. It can totally call it in now. And apparently it's already got a head start. That's great. So, ask it to let you know if it needs or desires any particular call-in. And see if it communicates anything like that to you. And if so, let me.
It's said, let me have my fun. So have your fun.
All right. So imagine the energy of fun saturating that part. And let me know when that part feels all saturated up with fun energy.
Feels complete.
Okay. Ask if there's anything else you would like to call in.
No, it will do its job.
All right. Do you feel like this part has come inside you?
I feel like it's partly inside me.
Okay.
And partly outside of me. Yeah.
So ask the part, would it like to come fully inside to rejoin the inner family? Is it giving a yay or nay on that?
It just immediately when you said that, it just moved in fully into my body, more into the right side, and I'm starting to kind of feel like a visual outline.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, so it's in you. That's wonderful. So it's already called in what it wants. So now speak to your entire inner family and ask them if they'd like to welcome this new member, this member that's come back into the fold. And tell them to please give it a hug or a welcome of some kind. Let it know it's welcome. And let me know if you perceive any other parts sort of connecting with this newly regained part.
Yeah, so when you said that, it was almost like this white cloudish light with blue in it, and then these little blue outline figures that did look like kind of like a group of family. And then when you said that, they kind of welcomed it in and all spiraled their energies together. So it's this bluish, purple, cloudy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Does that feel good to feel that happening?
Yeah, it feels happy, but I feel like that's not necessarily the right word. Maybe content. I mean, anyway, it's a
but it positive. It feels like a good thing that it's happening.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. That's what we want. Okay, good. So tell this part that you'll soon be moving your attention elsewhere. Ask if there's any requests it has of you now or something it would like you to do in the future before you go.
Yeah. So in my meditations, I need to focus somehow. Move. Like, it's almost like everything has been on the left side of my body, and I need to somehow get things to move back into the right side of my body.
Okay. So are you willing to do that in your meditations?
Yes. Yeah. Now that I have much awareness on it, I would prefer to feel complete.
Excellent. Ask if there's anything else it would like you to do.
Let it happen.
Okay, good. Anything else?
No, let it happen.
All right, so let it know that you'll be moving along now for the time being, but tell this part that it's welcome to call and connect with you anytime, and you as self will be happy to help it out. So now I'd like you to return to the mountain that was protecting this. Is the mountain still in there?
No.
Okay. So is there any trace of that part that was protecting this part that got integrated?
No, but back to this void. It's just, no.
All right, so the part's not coming at your request, right?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, that's okay. If you don't perceive it, that's fine. But just kind of...
Unless it shifted into something...
Okay, so ask it to show up in whatever form it's currently occupying. It might have changed form out of the mountain into something else. So ask it to please come, even if it's already.
Yes. So now it's a meadow.
A meadow. Beautiful.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
So what's the feeling of the meadow? What's the emotional tone of the meadow?
No, oh, it's a very happy meadow with any light with rays, like I like meadows to be.
Nice. Okay. So ask it if it's happy with what happened with the healing of the part it was protecting.
Yes, very happy.
And ask it now that it doesn't have to protect that part, does it want to stay a meadow or would it rather take on a different role?
I just got let it be.
Okay. Well, tell it you're giving it the meadow of honor. Ha, ha, ha. And thank it. And let it know that if at any point in the future it wants to shift roles, you'd be happy to allow that. And just have it let you know if that's the case. Okay? Okay. So now ask the meadow if it feels complete with you for now.
Mm-hmm, yes.
All right. So now we're done in the inner world. Come back to me here in regular physical space. And we always like to check our work if we can. So before this, you said you felt there was a part of you that felt like it couldn't do anything without permission, right? From another person.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't even know.
Just check inside. Is that feeling still there? Or has that shifted in any way? What's going on with that vibe of needing permission before you can do anything?
So I'm feeling a lot of energy being lifted off of my right arm and shoulder in that whole area. So I'm feeling it's more of, yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to see as I go through about my time. Because right now I don't really have anything that was super alive on that. But things unraveled as I was, talking about the other thing while I was processing.
Okay. All right. So it looks like we're not going to be able to make a really clear and obvious test of efficacy right now. But you'll know.
My body feels very different. So I would feel confident that there was a shift.
Good. I hope so. But you'll know as the days pass and you'll see if that need for approval remains or if it's disappeared or gone less or whatever. Okay. And of course, all of you are in Awakening Plus and all of you could continue working with parts with the little self-guided IFS course inside Awakening Plus. So you can keep the work going that way if you want. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So Vanessa, do you feel complete with the work for now?
Yes, very much.
All right. Thank you for working with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Sorry for the rambling in the beginning.
Oh, no, it's perfect. Just perfect. No worries at all. Okay. So, Starla, would you like to do any work today?
Sure. Let's do it. Vanessa jumped in, so might as well, right?
And this will be our last one. We might run a little past 90 minutes. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So hopefully Vanessa and Eureka can hang out until we're done. But hopefully. But if y'all have to go, just ask the divine to kind of ease you out if you must go before Starla and I are complete.
I'm good. I can stay.
Okay. So Starla, do you know what you want to work on?
Well, interestingly enough, what Vanessa was talking about, like, I really feel like my left side and my right side are just out of balance. And it's something I've been working on for the past 6 months. Mm-hmm. Basically a health issue. I was like some dense tissue that came, into focus. And, I have like since in that journey, feel like I have like stored trauma and pain on the left side of my body. And so there, and I like just in the two sessions that you, did previously, I was, you know, kind of doing my own version of that. And, some different stuff came up. It was actually like, it shifted to my throat chakra. And so I'm kind of curious to see how it happens right now with you.
Sure. So, it's helpful if we can choose a specific issue. You said there's stored trauma. Is there some outcome you would like where, you know, I assume the trauma is restricting you from doing something you would like to do. Is that correct?
Well, I also did EMDR therapy for a while, and in doing that, I found that I like hold a lot in my body. So most of the therapy was I felt like physical sensations. So I feel like, you know, it's just kind of congregated in this left shoulder area. And so I feel like I thought it was like when my dad died when I was 22, but I think that it's maybe more layered than that. So I feel like I can't, you know, definitively say this is what is causing it, because I feel like it's compounded.
So we can just generally ask whatever wounded parts are involved in the trauma I'm holding in my left shoulder. Is that kind of in the right direction?
Yes, that'd be perfect.
Well, let's try that and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
So at this moment, do you feel like you're in self? Are you having a sense of calmness and compassion and curiosity? Is there a nice vibe like that right now for you?
Yes.
Okay, because feels to me like you're in self enough. We can proceed. So now turn into your inner world and call forth all parts of you that are involved with that trauma being held in your left shoulder. And just lay back and relax and see who shows up. When you have any awareness of such a part coming, just let me know. Okay, what's that?
I still, it's so weird because I've never had this connection. It's like a line going straight to my throat chakra. Like it's.
Okay. So where is the strongest sensation as this shows up?
In my throat.
Okay. All right. Is there a visual on it or is it only a physical feeling?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I saw like a white line that was connecting.
Okay. All right. So you feel the heaviness in the throat. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay.
All right. So we know where to look and we can work with it just as a feeling. We don't even need a visual. Okay.
Okay.
So if a visual shows up, let me know, but we'll work with it as a feeling. Okay. So address the feeling in your throat chakra and ask this feeling if you have permission to work with it for healing.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to vibe, figure out, is this a exile or is this a protector? Can you give me any descriptive words about this feeling in your throat?
So, well, when you talked about the protector last, when you were working with Vanessa, crazy, like my heart, like it's almost like a shield lifted from my heart to protect my throat.
Okay.
And I still kind of feel that, like talking to you, it's like I visually saw like a shield coming over to protect my throat from my heart.
So do you feel like that shield is what you're feeling right now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty obviously a protector then. That's what shields do, okay? All right, so address the shield and ask it, are you acting as a protector for me?
Yes.
And ask it, may I have permission, please, to work with you?
Yes.
Okay, so ask the shield, what is it afraid would happen if that shield was not there?
It's like it's trying to protect me from hurt, like from others.
Okay. And ask it if it can be any more specific. What kind of particular hurt is it guarding you from?
I would say judgment, I think, is probably the most.
Okay. So shielding from judgment. Okay. Thank the shield for doing that for you. Tell the shield you believe you now have the ability to heal whatever wounded part it's protecting and ask it if it would be willing to allow you into that part and observe as you work to heal it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So ask it to step aside now and walk past the shield. And can you feel the wounded part that the shield was protecting?
It's almost like it's like hinged to it. Like the shield is hinged to that part okay. of my shoulder.
Interesting. Okay, and as you feel into the shoulder, that's where the wound is, right?
Right.
So what vibe are you getting, any perception at all from the shoulder, any visual sense, any emotional sense, anything at all that you're feeling in there right now?
Initially, heaviness, but while you were talking, it lightened up. So I think the shield is kind of unattached.
Good. Okay. So you're feeling heavy energy there.
Yes.
Okay. So let's address this feeling as a conscious entity. Okay. So ask the heavy feeling in the shoulder, tell it that you are self, come to help it heal. Ask it if you have its permission to work with it for healing.
Yes.
Good. And so ask this part if it would like a hug.
Yes.
So you as self now hug that part of you in the shoulder area. And it's a big, wonderful, loving embrace. There you go. And then as long as you feel healing energy flowing from the embrace to that part, let the hug continue. Now, I have a sense this part may shapeshift. And if it does, just let me know what form it's taking at a given time. Okay?
Okay.
So just stay. Wow, that's a lot of tingling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just let the hug hold as long as healing energy is flowing. And that's a lot right there. So just let me know when you feel like the transmission of healing energy of that part is complete for that hug. And again, let it go as long as it wants to. Wow. It's getting more strong, isn't it?
It's like I feel it's like I'm pulsing. My whole body is like pulsing.
Yeah.
Pulsating. Yeah.
And it's just happening on its own, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So just stay with the pulsing. It's okay. Is that complete right there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. All right, so feel the part of you in the shoulder. Does it feel any different to you now?
Yeah, it's like, well, remember the line that I originally told you went to my throat? It's yes. Like it kind of like moved like a clock arm, like almost directly like pointing straight up.
Okay, so what is it? Is it pointing up from the shoulder, from the neck?
Yes, from up, like, yeah, up in, yeah.
What's the origin?
Into my neck, I would say. It's like the origin's like kind of like in my armpit to my neck.
Okay, good. Okay. So does that feel like where we need to put our focus?
I think still like in my armpit, yes.
Okay. All right. So we got this line that's showing up in that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, speak to the line as a conscious being and ask it, would you be willing to share with me the story of how you got to be wounded?
I said yes.
So ask it to share that story in a way that does not overwhelm you so that you can remain helpful. And then as it relates the story, if you're willing to pass along highlights to me, that would be helpful. Getting anything?
No, it's just, it's like, I've kind of like, I went through some tumultuous times, like in previous relationships. And it's like, I feel like I was never able to, talk openly with people about my experiences because I've, you know, the judgment, I think that, so I feel like that is, what it is.
Okay. All right. So Does it feel like that energy is still working strongly?
No, I mean, it's lessening the, you know, the intensity of that line. It's so, I don't know if I'm describing it correctly, but.
Yeah. Words can be tricky in these realms. I understand.
Yeah.
But, so rather than give you a story, it's giving an energetic shift. Is that correct?
Yes. And my throat is like, you know, where it was like really, really tense, has completely lightened up.
Wow, that's wonderful. Okay, this is good. All right, so does it feel like that sharing of energy is done from that line for the moment?
Yes, yeah, it does now.
All right, so I did that in lieu of a story. So now ask the energy in that area. It now has an opportunity to unburden itself, and it can release this heavy energy, as you already know, any way it likes, but methods that work well are burn it in fire, bury it in the earth, have water wash it away, have the wind blow it away, or have spirit either lift it up or transmute it to love and light. So ask it, would it like to use one of those methods or some other way to unburden any heavy energy that's left?
It wants to burn it and then wash it away.
That's fine. So allow it to just watch it do all that. And let all the remaining pain be burned and then washed away. And just let me know when all that's complete.
Complete.
Okay, good. So ask the part if it feels fully unburdened now.
Mostly.
Okay, ask it, would it like to release the rest?
Yes.
Okay, so have it call in whatever else it wants. It could use fire and water again, or whatever method it wants to use to release the rest of its burden. So just observe the burden being released, and just let me know when that process is complete, please.
It's so intense, like it's like a, it's like diffusing, but it's almost like scattered rays, like diffusing my left, on my left arm.
Nice. Is that having a helpful effect?
Yeah.
Okay, so let it keep running and just let me know when the phenomenon is complete, letting it take all the time it needs.
It kind of ended up in my thumb and my left hand, and I think it's mostly gone.
Good. Okay. So ask that part if it feels complete with its release.
Yes.
Good. Okay, great. So does it feel like it's fully inside you, in your physical body?
Does what feel like it's inside my body?
The energy you're working with there?
No, it's trying to leave.
Hmm. So let's be clear. Is it the part of you that's trying to leave, or is it the burden?
No, it's the burden.
Okay, so we're happy to let the burden go. That's fine.
Yes.
Because we want all our parts. They're all welcome. But yes, their burdens are welcome to leave. So there's still some unburdening happening right now then?
It's still in my thumb, but it feels like it's dissipating.
Okay, just wait till that all clears out of the thumb.
It's so crazy because it has always, you know, manifested here. And so like for it to like go to my extremity, it's like it feels so good that it's like leaving.
Good. So is it released or is there still some left?
It's like it's very, very minimal.
Okay, so is it still in the thumb?
It's still the thumb, but I'm kind of like shaking my hand, which seems to be helping it.
I try this. Put all of your attention in the thumb where it's still there and just hold awareness there. And just the fact of your attention might be enough to move the rest of it out.
Yeah, I think it's gone because then my third eye kind of started tingling.
Good. Okay, excellent. So now come back to where that part is. And now does that part feel fully within you?
Yes.
Good. All right. Excellent. So ask it if it now feels fully unburdened.
Yes.
So ask it if there's anything it would like to call in. It could be a kind of energy. It could be a talent, a gift, a skill. Anything at all is available right now. So ask it, what would it like more of?
Just, you know, to speak my truth and to be genuine to myself, to Good. Others.
All right. So call that in for the part and just see that energy flowing in through the top of its head into its body. And see that ability to speak truth and be genuine, just saturating it bottom to top until it's just fully saturated with that energy.
Wow. It filled my whole arm up, like my whole left arm. That's crazy. It's like a white, beautiful energy. Yes.
Does it feel full with that?
Yes.
So ask the part, is there anything else it would like to call it?
Just more love.
Okay, so feel love pouring in and saturating this part of you with as much love as it can comfortably hold. And let me know when that's saturated in that way.
Yes.
Anything else you would like?
That's all.
Good. So tell it that you'll, in a moment, turn your attention elsewhere for now. Ask it before you go, is there anything at all it would like from you now or anything it would like you to do in the future?
A big thank you.
Cool. All right. So let it know if it ever needs you self, just to reach out and let you know, and you'll be happy to help it out. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we had a protector part before this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So let's call that protector back and remind me, what was the shape or vibe of the protector?
The heart shield.
The heart shield. Okay. So call that shield back. Are you aware of it returning?
Mm-hmm.
So ask the shield if it's happy with the healing that just happened.
Yes.
Good. So ask it, would it now, instead of being a heart shield, is there another role it would like to play instead?
No.
Okay. So it wants to continue being a heart shield?
It feels it doesn't need to protect me anymore.
Okay.
For that purpose.
Okay. So is there something else it would rather do?
Not right now.
Okay. Does it just want to rest?
Yes.
Good. So tell it it has earned that rest completely. It's welcome to it. Tell it to rest as long as it wants. And if at some point it's ready to do another role, just let you know and you'll be happy to help it find a new role that it really likes. Okay?
Yes.
So ask it for now, is there anything more it would like from you?
No.
Okay, good. So again, let it know to reach out to you anytime it needs support, yourself, of course, and now come back to me.
Okay.
And open your eyes. And so give me a moment. So basically you were feeling trauma in the left shoulder. How does that left shoulder feel now?
It feels better than it has in I don't know how long.
Yay! Okay, so that,
yes,
it appears we got some effective things happening then. That's well done.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So again, you can continue working this in the IFS course Inside Awakening Plus if you like. And do you have any questions or comments or anything about the healing you've just done before we close the whole session?
No, I'm so grateful, and I listen to, you know, your meditations, and thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for this opportunity to do this with me. I'm very grateful.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for being in Awakening Plus. All right, sweet. Okay, so we're going to close it down now, and then we'll open for any questions or comments anyone has about what we've just done. So just relax and close your eyes and feel the energy or feel your breath as I close. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuiti. Thank you, allies, for holding space for these beautiful healings. We're so grateful to you. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, the container's closed. So if anyone has any questions or comments, you're welcome to throw them in the pod. I'll mention briefly, I do IFS privately through astroshaman.com, as well as shamanic healing and astrology and life coaching and all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested in one-on-one work, just check out astroshaman.com. So any questions or comments about what we've done here?
So this is Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. I just wanted to thank you. This was very powerful. I'm still processing a lot, but I am noticing that I think some of us have had energies that are kind of exhausted by protecting us from things we might not need to overwhelm ourselves with.
Right.
It just seems like there's a lot of rest needed.
Yeah.
From everybody.
Uh-huh.
That's physically.
Yeah. And so getting enough rest is super important for your overall well-being. The stuff I'm reading lately says every one of us needs 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night. I don't care how old we are or how young, 7 or 8 hours at least. So if you're not getting that in your current schedule, try to maybe get to bed earlier so you're getting at least 7 hours, because the body just can't cleanse itself enough without that much sleep time.
It wasn't so much me, it's okay. The energies.
Cool. The parts.
Yeah, they need a rest. That's what I'm kind of sensing it more of on a way I guess I never viewed it.
Right. And that it frequently happens in IFS. A part has been like protecting for years and years, just trying to keep, you know, that wounded part and the rest of the self, the rest of you, you know, from, you know, hurting each other. And when the healing happens and the protector part can finally take a break, it says, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. I've been wiped out having to hold this, you know, thing in place for so long. And sometimes I just need to take a little internal vacation and just play or just do nothing for a while to recharge. Is that kind of what you're referring to?
Yes. It's a different form of rest. It's not so much, you know, sleep, I agree with you on all of that. It's very much, I guess the way I haven't viewed it, it's a deeper rest that needs to happen.
Yeah. And once the protector can step down from its protector role, it has a chance to rest. Until then, they won't rest until they feel like it's safe to not rest. Until they feel it's safe to step down from that role. That's why I always ask them, what are you afraid would happen if you didn't do this? And they're afraid that, you know, as long as that wounded part is still wounded, they can't stop, because they're often legitimately concerned that catastrophe would ensue if they let down their guard. So they're very much on duty. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, no, thank you very much. I so appreciate this and so grateful for you and for doing this. So, Thank you.
Yeah, I love IFS. It's wonderful work. Cool. All right. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Hey, Viorica.
Thank you so much for the healing tonight.
You're welcome.
I'll let you know how it works. Thank you.
Thank you. I would love
and to. Everybody.
Yeah.
For the energy.
Yeah. So thanks, not only those on the live call, but those who are listening to this later or watching it are also among the space holders, because that works, you know, beyond time and space. Yeah. Thank you, Virika. Thanks for being the bold first volunteer. anyone else have a question or comment before we close? Okay, so I guess we're complete. Thank you all so much. We didn't run much past 90 minutes, so not too bad. So these were very juicy list sessions and very unusual too. So that was a lot of fun for me to facilitate. So thanks to everyone who showed up live. Thanks to everyone who's been doing this on the recording. And we'll be back again every week with more Awakening Plus events. So thanks for being part of the membership, and blessings to you all. Good night.